Penguin Random House Audio presents The Ice at the End of the World, an epic journey into Greenland's buried past and our perilous future, by John Gertner. Read for you by Fred Sanders, with an introduction and epilogue read by the author. Ice is time solidified. Gretel Ehrlich.
Introduction. The View from Above. Late one afternoon in April 2015, I found myself standing on the side of a desolate airport runway in Kangerlussuaq, Greenland, looking west toward an overcast sky. Next to me stood a group of NASA employees, all of them scanning the same gray clouds. There wasn't much small talk. As the temperatures dipped below freezing, we blew on our hands and kept our eyes fixed on the horizon. "We're running late," Lucy Crittenden, a NASA flight operations engineer, finally declared. She looked down at her watch, then stomped her feet to keep off the chill. Not long after, we heard a dull roar in the distance, and soon enough we could see it coming, a stout-bellied U.S. Army C-130 trailing a plume of black exhaust. "Uh-oh, I think it's on fire," a woman standing next to me, Caitlin Barnes, remarked. I knew this was a joke, sort of. When the aircraft landed a few minutes later, the problem, as far as I could tell, wasn't an overheated engine, but old age. The plane taxied down the runway, made a quick hairpin turn, and came to a vibrating halt in front of us, its rotating propellers making a thunderous racket. If a dozen rusted rivets had popped off the fuselage, or if a wheel from the landing gear had rolled off, I would not have been surprised. The machine looked positively ancient. No one said much. But then Johnny Zavaleta.